Biblically-centered kids.
Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on this lovely June 6, 2025. My name is Mr. Johnny, and I'm your host for today's episode. And like I said before, happy, happy Friday. I know probably most of you kids are out of school at this point, but still, are you guys excited for the weekend coming up? Hey, did you guys know that today, June 6th, is actually National Donut Day?
Donut Day?
Donut Day?
That's right, a whole entire day to celebrate those round, sweet, sprinkle-covered treats we love. Glazed, chocolate, jelly-filled, or for some of you kiddos, even just plain. Donuts come in all kinds of flavors and shapes, but they're mostly round. But did you know that National Donut Day actually started way back in 1938 to honor the women who served donuts to soldiers during World War I? They were called the Donut Lassies, and they used something simple, just flour, sugar, and oil to bring a little joy and comfort to others in a hard time. And that actually reminds me of one of our biblical family virtues. If you guys remember virtue J, it says we joyfully radiate hope because we've experienced God's grace. So even something small like sharing a donut, a smile, or a kind word can brighten someone's day. So today, if you just happen to be enjoying a donut, take a moment to say thank you to God for sweet treats and even sweeter opportunities to care for others. And maybe you could even offer the first donut to someone else because sharing is one of the best ways to show love. Donuts are awesome, but kindness, that's even sweeter. All right, who's ready to move on to the quiz for this week? You guys ready for Quiz Day Friday? I'm going to be asking a series of multiple choice questions, some easy and maybe a few in there that are a little difficult, but all require us to listen well. Are you ready to listen and answer? Go ahead and get those thinking caps on while I put mine on. Let's jump in. Question 1. What does it mean to be a wise steward? A. To keep everything to yourself. B. To use what you have to help others and to honor God. C. To only save money. Or D. To make sure that you have more than everyone else. Yeah, I started you guys out with an easy one because the correct answer is B. To use what you have to help others and to honor God. A wise steward manages what God has given with care, generosity, and purpose to serve others and to bring glory to God. Question 2. According to Luke 16:10, what does Jesus say about being faithful with little things? A. You don't have to worry about the small things. B. Only the big things in life matter. C. If you're faithful with little, you'll be faithful with much. Or D, little things really just aren't that important. You guys are too good. The correct answer is C. If you're faithful with little, you'll be faithful with much. Jesus teaches that how we handle even small responsibilities. So kids, are you listening? Jesus teaches us that even how we handle those small responsibilities. Can you think of any small responsibilities? Yeah, the way we handle those small ones shows if we can be trusted with bigger ones. So if you're a kid listening to this and you want to do big things and big things for God in your life, it starts now with managing and taking care of those little pesky tasks that you really don't want to do. All right, we're going to move on to question 3 and jump into our Old Testament story from this week about Noah. So question 3 says, why was Noah a good steward of what God gave him? Was it A, he collected treasures for himself? B, he built a house with all the wood? C, he followed God's instructions and built the ark? Or D, he waited until the rain came to start building? You are correct. The correct answer is C. He followed God's instructions and built the ark. Noah was faithful with the job God gave him, and he used the resources God provided to obey and to prepare. Question 4. What did Noah do after the flood to show his thankfulness and to honor God? A. He built a tower. B. He planted a garden. C. He threw a party. D. He offered sacrifices to God. The correct answer is answer D. He offered a sacrifice to God. Noah showed wise stewardship by giving an offering back to God after the flood, showing gratitude and trust. All right, for our last two questions, we're going to move on to our New Testament story about the parable of the faithful servant. So question 5, in this parable, what was the faithful servant doing when the master came back? A. Sleeping. B. Wasting food. C. Taking care of the house and doing his job. Or D. Running away. Yep, the correct answer is C. Taking care of the house and doing his job. The faithful servant was a wise steward, doing what he was supposed to do even when the master wasn't there. All right, last question, question number 6. What lesson was Jesus teaching with this parable? A. Don't trust anyone. B. Be ready and responsible with what God has given you. C. Take long naps so that you can be well rested. Or D. Spend all of your time getting more stuff. I know, of course, it was answer B, to be ready and responsible with what God has given you. Jesus wants us to be ready at all times and to use our time, gifts, and responsibilities well because he will return. All right, guys, how'd you do on today's quiz? I hope you enjoyed the quiz on this beautiful Friday, and I certainly hope you have a great weekend. And I thank you so much for listening to the episodes this week. And we are already working on next week's episodes to have a great batch of episodes for you starting on Monday. And I know it's summer. I know you kids have lots of things going on. But hey, you got a lot of free time, so don't forget us. Put us on, listen to us. Just takes a few minutes out of your day, and it's a great way to keep these virtues in front of you throughout the summer. Next week, we're going to be jumping into Virtue X, which is all about generosity. So we'll see you right back here on Monday, okay? I said okay. Okay, that's better. All right, see ya. Until next time.